we might know by the end of this day if the National Air and Space Intelligence Center at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base might lose any or all of the 3,000 jobs there. An Alabama base's attempt to raid Wright-Patt of those jobs will be a prime topic at an important meeting in Washington this morning. Congressman Mike Turner tells us he will have a face-to-face gathering with the decision maker.
Today, I will be meeting with General Burgess, who is the director for the Defense Intelligence Agency. He is directly responsible for determining the issues of what jobs are going to NASIC and what jobs go to MISC down in Alabama. When the Alabama delegation sent their letter hunting for jobs at Wright-Patt, they sent it to General Burgess. I made my objection directly to the president and General Burgess. He'll be coming to my office today, giving us a response and really an answer. I have made it clear, and I think many people have, that that NASIC is central to our national security and our national intelligence systems. I'm certainly hopeful and looking for General Burgess today to give us that signal that he too supports NASIC and its central role to our intelligence agency.
Well, it's part of the problem that you're not able to fully get your information on what it is they're working on at Wright-Patt. Is that a problem in trying to defend keeping those jobs there?
Well, I'm the ranking Republican on the Strategic Forces Subcommittee, so I have access to the classified information that goes to the heart of what NASIC is doing and the battle between Alabama. General Burgess is responsible for really being the traffic cop between all those agencies and ensuring that we have quality intelligence. Certainly, I believe that General Burgess recognizes the high performance that NASIC has been performing, and we're going to be looking to him for his support for Wright-Patterson Air Force.